This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, Travis Chance. That's right, the man with the plan is here. Travis, you're a financial planner, advisor, you're a teacher. I know you had a class just last night on finance, and you've been doing this a long time, so I'm excited about today's show. I know you have a lot of great information for our listeners out there, and we want to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. But before we get started, let our listeners know if they have questions throughout the show or want to set up that complimentary, no charge, no obligation consultation with you. How do they do that?
Absolutely, Tony. And welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Or they can visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com. Go to the contact page and submit their questions via email as well. So,
yep. Or they can go to the show page on your site.
They can go
to the show page, listen to this show, listen to past shows, and I believe there's a contact form right there on the show page.
There is as well, and or they could go to their iTunes account or their Google Play account and subscribe to the podcast itself.
Yeah, we're on all the major podcasting sites, Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Now, I will note for our listeners, Google Podcasts is going to go away. They're going to roll it over into YouTube Music because Google owns YouTube.
And right.
YouTube is kind of the way it's going. You know, YouTube, I read an article that YouTube is the second most popular search engine next to Google. People use it as a search engine.
Yep.
In other words, they go
tutorials
to YouTube and search for topics.
How to. Yeah. Tutorials.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite popular, and it's getting more and more popular. So,
well, you know, they say if Google was to carve off YouTube as its own separate stock, that it would be as valuable as Google almost.
Yep.
As far as total market share. So
that's what this article said as well.
That's pretty crazy if you think about how much Google is worth.
Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy. YouTube has really taken off just in the last, really over the last 2 years. It's really ramped up and is more and more popular than ever. I mean, even from young generations to older generations. It's on, you know, Facebook skews a little older. Kids don't use it. Adults, more older adults do, but with YouTube, it's the whole range. My kids use it. My mom uses it. So everybody's using YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely, I mean, I can't say any different because I use it every day. I mean, you know, if you like for me, kind of a do it yourself, or if you're making repairs or doing something at home, I mean, whether you want to learn how to cut a 45 degree angle with crown molding, or if you want to learn how to fix this, that, or the other, I mean, it's a great place to go to basically walk you through the step-by-step process. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely for most people a resource that they can't do without. It's kind of like whenever you say, hey, won't you go search something, you usually don't say search something, you say I want to go Google something. So, but Tony, it is getting cooler weather here, my friend. I don't know what it's like in Minnesota, but it is starting to turn exceptionally pleasant here for me. I'm a cold weather guy anyway. I know we've talked about, you know, me making a trip up to Minnesota in the wintertime. That doesn't really bother me that bad. I would much rather be cold than hot because I can put on more clothes and get warm. I can't take off but so many clothes and get cool. So for me, my wife is cold natured. I'm hot natured. So it is getting very pleasant here. I hope it's the same way in Minnesota. I know you and I are pretty much in the same category when it comes to that.
Well, we are, and I love the cooler weather. Fall is my favorite time of year because of this. It's definitely the nicest time of year in Minnesota where, you know, you get into the 50s and 40s at night, and during the day you're still in the 60s or even up to 70 early fall. But the problem is it's very short-lived here. We got about 2 weeks of nice. We're already into the 30s at night here. So,
man, that would be awesome. We're 44 at night, so we haven't quite caught you.
I love that, though. My ideal would be 40s at night, 70s during the day, which is what California is this time of year. So, or, you know, Arizona's a good one. But down there, that's what you've got, and I love that. Anywhere in the South, it's great this time of year. I love the fall. I love it here, too, though. Fall is the best time. If you're going to come to Minnesota, fall is the best. This is the best time. September and October are literally the best times of the year to come.
Well, you know what they say. It's definitely something we all love our section of the country, our section of the world. It's good to visit. It may not be good to live there. If you like snow, Minnesota is probably not for you. But if you like gnats and mosquitoes 60% of the time and a little decent weather every now and again, Georgia is just right. So
do you enjoy that humidity? Winters are too long here, though. The 9 months of winter I could live without. But let's talk about some listener questions today. I know you said you had some questions from some folks from your classes or our listeners.
Yeah, we actually just wrapped up our fall offering for our retirement readiness boot camp, the 4-hour class that we teach. And we have gotten a ton of questions, and there are a lot of them that are repetitive. And it's not because I don't think it's because there's so much a big misconception as there's just so many people that just have never been exposed to some of this information. You know, because in our courses, we talk about things like taxes. We talk about, long-term care and Medicare, health care and retirement. We talk about estate planning and trust and, using and making sure your wills are up to date and your powers of attorney and what to do and what not to do and IRA distribution mistakes and just literally take them through the gamut of trying to cover as much as humanly possible, because I structure our courses to be like drinking water from a fire hose, and anybody who's ever taken it can attest to it, and anyone who's a client knows that. I want to give them as much information as I possibly can, because I know that if I never see them again and wish them well as they leave the class the final night, I have given them their money's worth, and I have also made sure that we have done something or giving them a piece of information that could change their retirement. Now, whether they choose to implement it or not, that's up to them, right? It's kind of like going to a conference. We've all been there, done that. They always say you take copious notes, but if you don't come back with an action plan or if you don't put it in place, it literally was a waste of time. So we don't want it to be a waste of time. We want them to have an action plan. But as far as questions that just kept coming up, Tony, I did want to cover a couple of them this morning. And one of them, I got some very interesting feedback from, especially the most recent class that we did, we just got done last night, about taxes. Folks, you may not believe this. And if you don't, I don't know what I can do to change your mind other than just say the data is there. Taxes are going to increase in 3 years. Full stop, mic drop. That's happening, right? You have the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act coming to an end. We have 10, 12, 22, 24, et cetera, tax brackets right now, lower end. You're going to be in the 10, 15, 25, and 30 going forward. Now, I did go to public school, but it was a pretty good one because I was pretty decent in math. If you go from a 12% tax rate to a 15%, that is in effect a 25% tax increase because you're going up 3%, which if you divide 4 into 12, that's 3. So if you add that to 12, that's a 25% increase. There's your percentage. But also, Tony, they are really kind of, I think, a lot of people are under the misconception that, you know, marginal limits are going to stay where they are. Because right now we have 89,000 and change as the top of the 12% bracket. Well, we know that back in 2017, pre-Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, that limit was much less. We were in the 60s in the top of the 15 bracket, and then we're in the 25% after that. So, Tony, by default, if they don't revert all the way back to that original $65,000 amount, you're going to have more income taxed at a higher rate going forward. So I said it before and I will say it again. Folks, we are in the middle of October right now. If you have not talked to your advisor about Roth conversion for this year, I really would encourage you to give us a call. 877-269-0839. This is a last effort to get you to be able to harvest this year's Roth conversion if that is something that fits in your portfolio and fits in your plan. Because once you let this go, you're down to two. Then if you don't do it next year, you are down to one. And if you don't do it after that, then I say, God bless you. I hope everything works out really well, because it doesn't take a lot of Roth conversion to make a big impact when you talk about a 20-year retirement. And I think, Tony, that's where the misconception is, or the lack of, lack of investigation by the clients and by the prospects. It's because I really feel like everyone is just waiting on the government to come out and say, oh, well, you know, we know that inflation's been high and we know interest rates are high, and we want to give you some back. So we're going to make the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act permanent. That's not happening. That is not going to happen. I do not see any way, Tony, that we get a reprieve on the expiration of these Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
No. Yeah,
Think about it. You and I have talked about it on the show, and we talk about it in the course. Let's look at the math. In 5 years, 20% of all inflows will go to nothing but the debt service because of the shift in interest rates. 20% of all inflows into our Treasury Department. That means when you write your check, if you write it for $100, $20 off the top is going to pay the minimum payment on the credit card. The other 80 is going to go to programs like Social Security, which is essentially set to have some challenges starting in 2034.
Yeah,
it's going to go to Medicare, which is essentially supposed to have challenges in 2026. So, Tony, this is not rocket science. It's simple math, and it's not Common Core. It's real. It's the real deal. It's the math you and I learned on, right? If you have more going out than you have coming in, you have a problem. And this is why I tell you folks, taxes are probably beyond a shadow of a doubt. I think they're probably going to increase, but I can guarantee you that they're going to increase when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act ends. So take advantage of the low-hanging fruit while you have it. Do not wait. All of our clients right now, we have requested all their information for their income. We are starting to run the calculation to give them options, whether they want to convert $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. Because you pick your poison, right? I mean, if you feel like, you know, you only want to do a small amount because you don't want to pay a lot in taxes this year, fine. But if you look at the difference, I'll give you an example. And if anybody wants to challenge me, I can white out the names and give you the case. So I had a client that literally was taking Social Security, Tony, and a very small amount from a pension. And they were like, well, Travis, we've just never investigated it because we've asked our CPA and he keeps telling me that we don't need to do it because we're not really paying a whole lot in taxes right now. So why would you volunteer to pay more taxes? Well, that's what I call rear view mirror planning, right? Because you're looking at it through the small mirror, not the big windshield, the big window going forward. You look at your tax document, your tax return, as a forward-looking planning vehicle, not a rear-looking historical document. You'll get a lot more out of it. So same question, couple. Hey, what would you recommend? Tony, do you know what we found in their situation? And this is obviously disclaimer. This is not gonna be the case for everybody, but it is a real life example. Same clients that were not harvesting any Roth conversion. Tony, they could convert almost $20,000 a year. And literally because of the standard deduction and exemption and the way their income was taxed, they still paid no tax. No tax. The Roth conversion does not necessarily mean you are paying taxes. It means it's counted as taxable income. So if your taxable income doesn't net out a tax or doesn't yield a tax, well, guess what? You just were able to harvest $20,000 into a Roth conversion and pay absolutely no tax. Same couple could convert up to $50,000 and only pay an effective tax rate of less than 6%. And it cost them $5,500 and change to convert $50,000, Tony. If they did that for 5 years, we did the numbers. If they did that for 5 years, it made almost a seven-figure difference in what their legacy was to their kids and grandkids.
That's
because
huge.
They were in their 60s. They were planning to live to their 90s. If you don't have to take that money and you don't have forced taxation, all of those assets are able to grow tax deferred. So when your kids inherit them, guess what? Yes, could they have lived the rest of their life and left a nice six-figure legacy to their kids and grandkids? Yes. Would that have been a terrific final statement on their life? Absolutely. But because they didn't investigate, they didn't know that six figures could become seven figures really quick. Folks, sometimes we don't know. We get complacent. We don't think about where we are. We don't try to improve our situation because we're comfortable. We get in that groove. You all know what I'm talking about. You have nothing that's really going wrong. So you're like, you know what? If I change anything, something's going to happen. I'd just rather not. And that's okay. If that's you, 100% keep doing you, boo. But at the end of the day, if you want to improve your situation, if you want to give more to your kids than you do to Uncle Sam, that's why you need to give us a call at 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839.
All right. Wow. Well, I think that's great, Travis. And it is interesting. And I want to encourage people out there. You know, we were talking before the show about how important financial planning is and having an advisor that looks at the big picture and watches out for your best interests, because it's going to save you from making some very costly mistakes. You don't want to do it on your own. So I encourage our listeners to pick up the phone and give you a call. Give that number one more time, Travis.
Absolutely. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. If you reference that you're a subscriber or you're a listener of our podcast, we will do that. Like I told you before, many times we'll give you a 20-minute Ask Us Anything session. If you don't want to come in for an appointment, give us a call. Let us set up a phone call with you to see if there are some things that you could be doing in your situation to improve the legacy you're going to leave your kids. And also, Tony, think about this too. Sometimes, and I'll finish with this. Sometimes we also don't know what we don't know. I had a situation recently. The person who was taking income literally thought that they were skating the razor's edge as far as how much they could take and not worry about running out of money. By the time they were actually structured properly, we were able to increase their income by over 50%.
Wow.
So sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And if you really want to maximize the retirement that you have earned, and you want to maximize the legacy you leave behind, then that's why you give us a call, 877-269-0839.
All right. Well, that sounds great, Travis. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.